And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 19th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of Julian Barnes, the novelist born in Leicester, England, 1946, nominated for the Booker Prize 3 times for his novels Flaubert's Parrot, England, England, and Arthur and George, also the author of a memoir, Nothing to be Frightened of. Julian Barnes, who said of literature, it's the best way of telling the truth. It's a process of producing grand, beautiful, well-ordered lies that tell more truth than any assemblage of facts. Beyond that, it's delight in and play with language, also a curiously intimate way of communicating with people whom you will never meet. His latest book, a collection of short stories entitled Pulse, is due out this year. It was on this day, 1897, Mark Twain wrote a heavy-hearted letter from London to his friend, the Reverend Joe Twitchell, in Hartford. It was about a half year after Twain's 24-year-old daughter, Susie, had died from meningitis in Hartford, with the Reverend Twitchell present. Mark Twain wrote about his grief. He said, "I did know that Susie was part of us. I did not know that she could go away. I did not know that she could go away and take our lives with her, yet leave our dull bodies behind. How am I to comprehend this? How am I to have it? Why am I robbed? And who is benefited?" It was on this day 40 years ago that Henry Kissinger said, "Power is the great aphrodisiac," the quote in the New York Times. And then he repeated the same line to the Times a couple of years later, but he said, "Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac." And now when you do a Google search for the ultimate aphrodisiac, you get Kissinger's quote about power, but you also get quotes about intelligence, oysters, selectivity, reading, and free cable. Henry Kissinger, who wrote in his memoir, The White House Years, "The superpowers often behave like two heavily armed blind men feeling their way around a room, each believing himself in mortal peril from the other, whom he assumes to have perfect vision." And it's the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, born in Boston, 1809, who lived most of his life in poverty, trying to take care of his wife, Virginia, who was sick with tuberculosis. People have laid Poe's troubles to alcohol, but the real source of his trouble was that he wasn't paid enough money. In 1845, he sold the poem The Raven to a newspaper for $15. Here's a poem for today by Thomas R. Moore, entitled The Plymouth on Ice. "On frigid January nights, we'd take my 48 Plymouth onto the local reservoir, lights off, to dodge the cops, take turns holding long manila lines in pairs behind the car, cutting colossal loops and swoons across the crackly range of ice. Oh, God, did we have fun. At ridges and fissures, we careened, tumbled onto each other, the girls yelping, splayed out on all fours, and sometimes we heard groans deep along the fracture lines as we spun off in twos to paw clumsy under parkas, never thinking of love's falls nor how thin ice would ease us into certain death. No, death was never on our minds. We were 18, caterwauling under our own moon that warded off the cops and front-page stories of 6 kids slipping under the fickle surface." The Plymouth on Ice, a poem by Thomas R. Moore from his collection The Bolt Cutters, published by Fort Hemlock Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.